You're tuned in to the HBCU Nation radio show, and I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. And today we're going to be doing a very special segment regarding the Hennessy Fellows Program with the Thurgood Marshall College Fund. The Hennessy Fellows Program is an unprecedented $10 million initiative awarded to HBCU graduate students with curated corporate development experiences as well as financial assistance. It's an incredible program. We're very excited about it. And today we're profiling one of the inaugural 10 cohorts of the program, Tamika Mason. Tamika is an MBA concentration in human resources major at Morgan State University. She's a Baltimore City native, did an undergraduate work at Tulsa University, where she earned a bachelor's degree, dual degree in financial business and business management. She is passionate about helping to develop disadvantaged neighborhoods in Baltimore. Again, Tamika, welcome to the show and congrats to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ray.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, the Hennessy Fellows Program, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, what an incredible partnership. If you would take a moment to tell us all about how did you first hear about the opportunity and walk us through the whole process of applying for it, getting a word that you had been selected, and where you are right now with the whole thing. So let's lay it all out. Let's talk about it and let's say, hey, here's how I found out about it. And, you know, and the whole process involved to the point where you actually get notification that you have been selected. Come on down, Tamika Mason.
All right. So, yeah, I'll start with just the initial, like, applying situation for me. I saw the emails promoting the Hennessy Fellows Program, but I was not really concerned with trying to apply for it because I just felt like I had so much on my plate already. It actually wasn't until the assistant director of Morgan's graduate program, Mr. Nicholas Fletcher, he actually reached out to me directly, called me on my phone after hours, no email, no text, called me directly and told me that this is the opportunity that I need to pursue.
Wow.
And for me at that time, I just felt so overwhelmed and happy too, though, that he saw something in me that at that moment I didn't really see for myself. I couldn't really fathom taking on anything additional, but he saw it in me, so I felt obligated to make sure that I followed through and applied. It was the week of finals when I had to complete my application, and it was literally down to the minute. Like, I may have submitted my application just 3 minutes before the deadline.
Oh, my gracious.
And I'm here.
Wow.
And it's still so unbelievable. I remember it never really hit me until we did the first orientation. It was a webinar, and I just, like, muted my screen, muted my computer, closed out my screen. I was just crying because I was so happy and couldn't believe that I wasn't even going to apply, and here I am selected.
Wow.
So it was definitely an emotional experience for me. But in addition to Mr. Fletcher, like, even my dad, when I told him that I was selected, he said, well, my only concern was always who were the other nine.
Right. Wow, that's so cool.
He saw in me too that,
absolutely,
that I would be selected. So, yeah, it was just a very great experience going through the application and being selected.
Well, that speaks volumes. Again, hope to be able to recognize and see your gifts and understand where you are and say, hey, listen, you need to make sure you get on this. So that speaks volumes in regards to you. And what what folk recognize that what you're really all about. You're a Baltimore City native and what have you, and golly, and so from Morgan State, you're there doing your MBA. Now, how far along are you right now in your program?
I didn't take the traditional route and, like, do the scheduled amount of classes. I'm really just trying to take my time, but I am approaching my second year.
Right.
In my MBA program, so I expect to graduate fall of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
About this time next year.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just joining us, you tune in to the HBCU Nation Radio Show. I'm your host, Anthony Ray. Glad to have you join the broadcast today. Thurgood Marshall College Fund, in partnership with Hennessy, is proud to present the Hennessy Fellows. Now, this unprecedented $10 million initiative will award high-achieving graduate students from HBCUs with curated corporate development experiences, as well as financial assistance. Now, experiences include online training forums and immersive boot camp and networking opportunities to enhance the exchange of ideas and provide direct exposure to interrelated corporate, social, and economic systems. Now, selected fellows will also receive a scholarship up to $20,000 per academic year with a $10,000 stipend. And we're blessed today joining us for this segment, one of the 10 inaugural cohorts of the Hennessy Fellows Program, Ms. Tamika Mason. She is undertaking an MBA program at Morgan State University. Again, Tamika, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, listen, let's talk a little bit about, I understand that you had an opportunity, of course, to participate in the boot camp that was conducted for you guys. And so talk about that, what it was all about, and what did you glean from your experience in having an opportunity to participate?
All right. Well, the boot camp, I must say, was very intense.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a real-life boot camp. But it's a very rewarding experience. We would engage in business events from like the crack of dawn all day long, and
wow.
Go to different dinners and just conversing with different executives throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Normally not returning back to the hotel until about 10 o'clock. And even from there, like still getting back to the hotel and collectively meeting, doing a debrief on the day, what things went well, what things to improve on, just a recap of everything that happened, along with Dr. Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would also spend even more time just prepping for the next day, researching different executives that we expected to meet the following day, just to get an understanding of them and their background. So it was very long days, but like I said, very rewarding. Just a very rewarding experience.
Mm-hmm. This is really so awesome. It's the first, of its kind, of sort of a pilot. And again, congratulations to the leadership there, our good friend, Dr. Harry Wims, at Thurgood Marshall College Fund. And, of course, Ms. Andrea Horton. She serves as the director there, and also Dana Brown, program director of the Hennessy Fellows Program.
Yes.
The whole team in place there, they've done a great job helping you guys and getting you ready to be able to become the best that you can be. And the whole thing is really laid all out to not only just, get you through the what we call middle management opportunities, but this is really something that's destined, or designed, I should say, to help HBCU graduate students, be a part of a pipeline, if you will, that we're trying to curate to provide opportunities to the C-level suites. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly. So let's talk about this a little bit. So now that you're a part of it and you're part of the inaugural cohort, and that is really incredible, this is a $10 million initiative by Hennessy. Major shout out to them for really getting it, understanding the whole thing, diversity, inclusion. We heard a lot about that, but hey, listen, we're talking about now, going into a place where folk like yourself, students like yourself, are given the opportunity to be able to learn not just the academic things, those little nuanced, you know, things that you don't pick up inside of a book, right, about what it's like, mm-hmm, to be a part of senior management and leadership at the C level. So this is really awesome stuff. And so what has it been like now that you've been a part of the program for a while, you had a chance to do the boot camp, of course you're there on the yard at Morgan State, you're doing things. What is that really like as a graduate student being a part of this? And what kind of feedback or questions have you been able that you get from your colleagues there at Morgan State, now that they know that you're actually a Hennessy's Fellows?
Well, like you said, the journey has definitely been very valuable for us. On campus, a lot of people, when they see me, after like seeing me on the different promotions,
sure,
and posted on the school's website, mm-hmm, sometimes they come to me like I'm some type of celebrity.
Right. And well, you
and
are
just
at this
know
point.
So
exactly.
Much about...
Sure. Yeah.
Right. They
so what's that like then that so you are, quote, that you are a celebrity, right? Okay. So now how are you handling your celebrity? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Now, I understand that as a Hennessy Fellows, you have an opportunity to be able to pitch Thurgood Marshall College Fund and Hennessy's people, let them know, say, hey, listen, this is what I'm passionate about. And then they get the considerations of that, and they will contribute up to, was it $10,000 or $20,000 towards your...
$10,000,
yeah,
right.
$10,000, mm-hmm, towards the particular nonprofit or the cause that you're all about. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your passion of helping to develop disadvantaged neighborhoods in Baltimore, mm-hmm, and I would presume that this is what you're going to represent, and this is what you're about, and so you're going to be trying to utilize those resources to help make a difference in that regard. Is that correct?
That is correct. During the boot camp, we had the pleasure of being taught by a gentleman by the name of Mr. Vincent Hunt, mm-hmm, who helped us with pitching, gave us a lot of pointers on developing ideas. So I did come up with my project, my capstone project, which is a community human resources initiative. It ties in both my current field and then also a lot of what I gained from Hennessy. So the plan for the project is for me and my team to build on relationships within underinvested communities here in Baltimore, collaborate with organizations and employers to help professionally develop individuals in targeted communities through engagement, through workshops. And again, similar to what Hennessy has done for us fellows, the goal is to ultimately develop our clients and transition each client into a career employment opportunities.
Mm-hmm. That is just so awesome. And again, we're just so excited about this. So just take us out, you know, basic question here. Project things out now, 3 to 5 years now, short term, long term, where you envision yourself going and what's in your heart that you hope to be able to accomplish in the short term, long term of your career?
Mm-hmm. Well, currently I am employed with City of Baltimore local government, mm-hmm, and I do seek to obtain a C-suite position within the City of Baltimore, put mm-hmm myself in a position where I can open doors for different individuals in a community, just finding my way to advance the community, mm-hmm, through my role working with the city.
Mm-hmm. That's so awesome. I know that your parents are very proud of you. We're certainly proud of you and very happy for you and honored and that you took time out of your busy schedule to join the broadcast today. Ms. Tamika Mason, she has been selected to be one of the 10 inaugural cohorts of the Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Fellows Program. Tamika is an MBA student at Morgan State University in Baltimore, did her undergraduate work at, and studies at Tulsa University. She's very passionate about helping to develop disadvantaged neighborhoods in Baltimore. And as you all know, Thurgood Marshall College Fund is the nation's largest organization exclusively representing the black college community through scholarships, capacity building, and research initiatives, innovative programs, and strategic partnerships. TMCF is a vital resource in the pre-K to 12 and higher education space, and the organization is also the source of top employers seeking top talent like Tamika Mason for competitive internships and good jobs. Again, Tamika Mason, congrats on being selected to be a Thurgood Marshall College Fund Hennessy Programs Fellows Program, Programs Fellow, I should say, and we look to see and hear great things from you in the near future.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot. Okay. Until next time, God bless. Take care.
You as well.